Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's The Dad's Point of View column called I'm Really Not 20 Anymore. I don't believe that. I really am. Can't I please be 20? I attended the Outside Lands Music Festival. I was the oldest person there, except for Paul McCartney and Willie Nelson. There were 65,000 kids there and me. And that's what this column's about aging gracefully, because maybe I'm not, and maybe I am. But it's a fun column, and it's part of what we're going to talk about today. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a great drop-down menu of options, including my regular blog series and my weekly column, which is the one that I use for topics for this show. I also have a special guest today, friend Bryce Zabel, who is an author of a brand new book called Surrounded by Enemies, What If Kennedy Survived Dallas? And we will have him on for two segments. I also have my regular and longest-running guest, Pastor Drew Sams, for Spiritual Rap, and we'll talk about the aging thing with him. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We haven't gotten any likes in the last week. I don't like that. Like that? I don't like that. We haven't gotten any likes. I don't like that. This whole like thing is interesting. I heard on the news the other day someone saying that Facebook, and studies that are saying Facebook is as bad an addiction as some of the substances. And I thought this was a little bit over the top. But I do know that social media in itself can be addictive, and our kids are certainly not getting enough exercise with all the video that they have at their disposal, or screens is really what I want to say. I want to wish again, and sadly, he has to go in for a second little procedure. My friend Kelly's 19-year-old son, Ryan, is having either right at this moment or soon, or it has just happened, a mitre procedure after having some pretty darn severe surgery last week. So, Ryan, you get better quickly. I want you back on that volleyball court, spiking the heck out of the ball. And Kelly, you stay there, support him, and I look forward to seeing you really soon. Okay, the news for today, my news. There's nothing like the real news, frankly, because it's depressing. But my news, I think, is pretty uplifting in many cases. And the new, because I said so, comic strip is called Dad Goes to Broadway. And I'll be doing a Kickstarter campaign for the commemorative 100th comic strip book that we'll be printing sometime early next year. And you can win all sorts of great prizes. So stay tuned for the Kickstarter campaign, and you can become a part of the Because I Said So 100th commemorative book. It will be coffee table quality, and we're even going to give away as one of the prizes the book and the coffee table. I'm serious. So I thought that was a very clever idea. It wasn't mine, so I can't take credit for it, but I wish I'd thought about it. You know how we always say, and you win everything and the kitchen sink. Well, in this case, it's a coffee table book in which you can actually win a coffee table too. Tonight at Dad Chat, for local listeners, and for those of you that are not local listeners and hearing this on repeat, you're missing something cool, which is why you should come to Dad Chat every week, because we're getting really amazing sponsors. And tonight at Dad Chat, we're going to be talking about cars and our kids. Sears Auto Center is sponsoring it, and they're giving away, but you can win them. So anybody can win them, because I ask questions and first correct answer wins. There's no other way of winning. It's not a lottery like most Twitter parties. You actually have to earn it. Sears Auto Center is giving away a diehard car battery for whatever model car you have, a free oil change, and the grand prize, a free set of four road handler tires for your car. Not too shabby. But we're going to be talking about car care, our kids, and all the issues that we parents have when it comes to our kids wanting to drive and then finally driving, and all the other things that happen. It's a scary thing. Do you know the percentage of 16-year-olds or teenagers, that get in car accidents? Okay, I'm going to give you a choice. A, 25%. B, 50%. C, 75%. And D, 100%. What do you think it is? If you answered D, 100%, you answered correctly. Okay, now obviously every teenager doesn't get in a car accident, but enough get in multiple car accidents that it averages out to a car accident per every single teenager on the road. So that is why you and I pay the higher premiums, so their premiums can be at least tolerable. Very interesting. So kids in our cars is a scary thing for most parents, and we all will face that at some point unless they live in a city that has mass transit. Sadly, America has fewer and fewer of those, and so cars are a big part of American life, but not such a big part of life in many other countries, certainly not in Europe. I hope you will stay in the loop by going to BruceSalen.com on the homepage and sign up for my weekly newsletter. You will get a weekly newsletter with all the goings on, the prizes, the dad chats, the books, and everything else that's going on in the world of a dad's point of view. You will get no spam and be put on no lists whatsoever. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called The Birth of a Filmmaker, Thunder and Lightning. It has a very exciting ending. Please don't share it. Please don't be a spoiler. Please don't reveal it. And if my producer is ready, I think it is time for A Dad's Point of View Life Lesson.
You got to action to it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View Life. Wait a minute and it will change, the good and the bad. Every place in the world that is known for its highly volatile weather has a saying something like, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute and it will change. I suggest the same is true for life. Whether you're living the high life having just won the lottery or gotten that promotion you've worked so hard for, or you're struggling just to pay the bills and have a health problem, it will likely change in both directions. So enjoy the good times while they last. And know that the bad times will likely end soon. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at BruceSalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
Well, I believe this too shall pass is a very important expression for both the good and the bad times. But we are out of time for this segment. I didn't even say a lick about the column. I'm not really 20 anymore, so we'll have to get to that later. But stay tuned for Spiritual Rap coming up next with Pastor Drew Sams.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.